that rocks.
Well, good morning. 6:43, Brack Hunter.
Columbus Day 2.
We'll talk more about Columbus later on.
Yeah, we're going to rant on Columbus Day later on.
All right.
Christopher.
Chris.
This guy sucks.
This guy sucks. Anyway, let's keep removing right now. It's time for your rock news and rock history.
Here's your Plan B morning show rock news with Brock and Hunter.
As always, your rock news and rock history brought to you by AIR, Advanced Import Repair, M139 in Benton Harbor. You need your car, truck, SUV fixed up. They specialize in the Asian import brands. Breathe easy with AIR. Did you like
That's
that? Was
a
that
bit
better? All right. Anyway, check them out. AIR. They're the best, man. Well, with the Rolling Stones having 3 or 4 days off between shows on their No Filter tour, Mick Jagger has been taking in some of the sights in the tour markets. His latest excursions were in Nashville, where the band played Saturday night. But instead of the major tourist attractions like the Grand Ole Opry and the Rhythm Auditorium, he stopped by PSC Metals and Scrap Metal Yard.
Wow.
Like, no joke. He just went to a scrap yard. That's great.
Boom.
He was also photographed in the woods looking at three deers grazing. And on Friday nights, cameras were rolling as he wandered down Broadway unnoticed in a baseball cap and mask. The video was set to the Stones' Dead Flowers, which they played for the first time on this leg at Saturday Night Show. Also making his first appearance since 2006 was Connection with Keith Richards on vocals. The Stones' next two shows are Thursday and next Sunday at SoFi Stadium in Los Angeles. Could you imagine just be walking around like, I think that's Mick Jagger, but I'm not sure.
He's got a hat on, but it looks
like,
dude, I had that experience in Florida.
Yeah.
Who did he look like? Sammy Hagar? Yeah, Sammy Hagar.
Yeah.
Dude, I swear it was Sammy. Same hair, same stature, kind of same walk.
Yeah. Yeah.
Even somebody else next to me is like, hey, is that Sammy?
Well,
yeah, I thought that too.
Like,
is it?
If you think it is someone, like, you just got to ask, because what if it is? And then you're like, oh, you could, you know.
Could
go have a drink.
He was kind of walking by, you know. He's definitely going somewhere.
Yeah. That's where you go, it's Sammy! And then if you're like, hey, it's Sammy! Hey, Jagger! It moves
he
like Jagger.
He probably gets it all the time. He probably isn't and just waves just, you know.
I would.
Know.
Yeah, big, absolutely big. Hey, yeah, I'm Sammy Hagar. You want to buy me
a
drink?
Want an autograph?
Yeah, yeah.
Buy me a drink.
I'm Sammy Hagar. Buy me a drink. I know you want to. Then you can tell everyone you bought Sammy Hagar a drink.
Wait a second.
Hold on a second.
You're not Sammy.
This guy's a big phony. Get out of here, fake Sammy Hagar. Anyway, so yeah, Mick Jagger out there taking in the sights and sounds of the areas.
Just lollygagging around.
Well, he's doing what a guy his age should be doing, just out traveling and sightseeing, not playing on a stage.
Hopping around stage anymore. You know.
It's exhausting, man. Exhausting. Keeps him young. All right, there you go. That's your rock news. Let's take a look at your rock history.
On this day in rock history.
You're going to like this one, Hunter. On this day in rock history, October 11th, 1969, the number one album in America, Creedence Clearwater Revival's Green River. Yeah.
So that's my fave. And I knew it as a kid, too. My parents had the CD, and they used to play it in their car. And just growing up, I knew that music. And there was a time in my life where I got a CD player, and I was like, what was that music you guys were listening to back? And my dad knew. He was like, it's Creedence.
Man, CCR,
moment,
bro.
Man.
Yeah, CCR. Like, I dare you, all right? I double dog dare you to find a bad CCR song. You can't do it.
Give me one.
Yeah, and even if you say, well, this one's, I'll be like, shut your stupid mouth.
No.
Because every single CCR song is amazing. All right?
It is, dude.
Yeah.
I haven't heard one where I'm like, I don't like it. No. Yeah.
Like, if aliens came down and wiped out all of our music except for CCR, I mean, I'd be bummed because, like, there's a lot of great stuff, but I'd also be like, all right, so we only have CCR to listen to. We'll be fine.
Yeah.
We will be fine.
We'll be all right.
We're going to be okay. We're going to be okay. Because
every time we golf, dude, there's a little bit of CCR being played. That's for sure.
It
puts you in a good mood. Yeah. It makes you feel good, you know?
What I love, too, is it's just a bunch of boys from California, a bunch of long-haired hippies from California that had everyone fooled to think that they were from the bayou, all right? It's great, man. It's fantastic.
Dude, I was so happy when I found out that John Fogerty went and did his own stuff, too.
Yeah.
I'm like, wait, there's more music?
You just found that out. I just told you that, like, right? Wasn't that, like...
It was when we were in the studio, so a couple years back. But, yeah, dude, I was like, wait a second.
Hold on.
Because I heard a song, and I'm like, that's not CCR, but that's John Fogerty.
Yeah. John Fogerty, the only guy to get sued for sounding too much like himself. That's it. That's it. Fantastic.
How's that even possible?
I know. But hey, John, you sound too much like old John, so you can't do that. Okay. So there you go. That is your rock news and rock history for a Monday. We're going to be back with more. Of course, your rock news and rock history brought to you by AIR. Stick around.